Well, joining us today on the Trending 55 hot seat is one of our favorite guests we like to have on frequently is the Alberta Minister of Agriculture and Forestry, Devin Dreeshan, joins us on the line right now. Thanks for taking the time to join us here today, Minister.
Well, I appreciate it, Kyle, and yeah, always great to be on the show.
And well, one of the things we want to talk about today is the, off the coast, we're at that point of the calendar where wildfires are certainly a distinct possibility, especially up here in northern Alberta, and the province is going to be using some new technology when it comes to detecting and managing wildfires. I understand there's going to be sort of an expanded usage of drones and some other things we're going to be seeing up here?
Yeah, you bet. We have FT Innovates. They're a group that actually looks at new technology from a wide range of water cannons to high-pressure pumps to drones to fire gels to everything under the sun, pretty much, of how we can actually fight fires more effectively in the province. And so this year, we're taking kind of the best of those ideas in these new companies. A lot of them are Alberta-based and trying to incorporate their technology into Alberta wildfires. So it's been pretty exciting so far. We've used some of these companies already. We've tested them out. And obviously, you know, boots on the ground and actually having the men and women of Alberta Wildfire actually, you know, putting out fires, digging them out by hand or with axes, you know, that's really the best way to stop a fire. But really using technology goes a long way in A, detecting, monitoring, and helping to put out and maintain these fires.
Chris, as you mentioned, obviously the best resource there is sort of the boots on the ground with the firefighters out there. But this some of this technology, I think you may have mentioned it well there, was one of the things I'm curious about is the some of the remote cameras they're using in different areas. It sounds like it's going to be sort of a big help to those firefighters out there.
Yeah, it's amazing whether it's, you know, smoke recognition algorithms that they can put on to these cameras, whether they're on lookout towers or drones. It's, you know, we already use a lot of technology to try to figure out weather patterns and wind direction and where fires may spread to. And obviously, you know, mapping of the forest floor to figure out, you know, what kind of fuels are there. So it's really just adds, you know, more tools to our toolbox to be able to help put out these fires.
It certainly seems like a lot of this is a lot about sort of detecting wildfires and kind of the sort of suppressing them. And what about from the kind of preparedness standpoint? You know, it was around this time a couple of years ago that we saw the high-level area had to be, you know, evacuated because of what was going on with the Chuck A. Creek fire. Do you think, you know, some of this extra technology and the information coming out of it will sort of help kind of more awareness of some of the situations out there in case, God forbid, we have to have another situation like we saw on high-level a couple of years ago?
Yeah, you bet. And there's already been about 300 fire starts so far this year. And the early spring is always the most dangerous time. And we're in that right now is you've had the snow melt, you have, you know, dead dry grass and the deciduous trees haven't leafed out yet. So this is always that crunch time of making sure that we can try to have as little fire activity as possible, but really getting on these fires once they are detected, snuffing them out, putting them out as soon as we can. So we're in that really crunch time now. And unfortunately, you know, the vast majority of fires in the province are started by us, by people. So really when it comes to preparedness, making sure that, you know, especially with May Long Weekend coming up, that people really put out their campfires, that if they are, you know, quadding or ATVing out and enjoying our beautiful outdoors, that that they do everything to make sure that there's no debris buildup on their machines and look behind them to see if they've maybe started a fire inadvertently. So preparedness, you know, from our standpoint, from Albertans, is important. But also at Alberta Wildfire, they gear up always for really intense spring.
And of course, whenever we have Minister Dreeshan on, we always like to get a little bit of a hockey talk in there. Now, we saw the Oilers of the Jets series started last night. Now, going into the series, I figured this is going to be one that's going to come down to the goaltending again, as we saw in Game 1 last night. Connor Hellebuyck of the Jets is certainly a bit of a factor in Game 1 last night. How do you think you see the rest of the series playing out here?
Well, it was, yeah, it really seemed like Winnipeg was playing their style of hockey, which was they're a big team. They wanted to slow everything down. You know, it was 2-1, and then they obviously got the two empty netters. So it was a really close, you know, heavy-hitting game, and that's Winnipeg's style. And I'm hoping in Game 2 we can play the Oilers style of hockey, which is, you know, tons of speed, being able to, you know, have lots of offense. Because, yeah, you know, I think our goaltending was fantastic and did a really good job too. But when you get those low-scoring games, it's a weird bouncer tip can, you know, be the game winners. And so hopefully we can see a lot more high-flying offense and trying to get more scoring chances and not try to grind out with a bigger Jets team.
Well, one thing I do kind of have to question the Oilers on was the their choice of uniforms, supposedly for all their home games, they're going to be wearing those like really dark navy jerseys with the orange stripes on them, which I'm a big logo and uniform nut. I think those are a significant downgrade from some of the other looks the Oilers have had over the years. What's kind of your assessment of that uniform?
I like the classic Oiler one. It's always tough. I thought the bright orange ones were not good. They look like we were all pylons. But yeah, no, not a fan of the new stuff. But yeah, hopefully, you know, obviously didn't make a difference in the game, but would really, I'm more of a traditionalist, I guess, when it comes to the original jersey.
We could probably go on for quite a while on some of the logos and uniforms topic, but we know you got a number of things to do out there. Minister Drechin, thanks for taking the time to join us on the hot seat today.
Awesome. We really, really appreciate it. And yeah, take care.